Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, I ask the Holy Spirit to come forward, Father. Open our hearts and minds to be receptive and to give us greater knowledge, Father, and wisdom of this your word so that we can help others to come to a saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now be with us, Father, throughout the remainder of this study, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in chapter 8. Quite a long chapter. There's 35 verses. A lot of them are pretty good sized verses. So we're going to be a little while. Verse 1. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be dismayed. He's telling here not to be afraid, not to be dismayed. In other words, not be downhearted and kind of knowing and all. He says, take all the people of war. And he's talking about war. Take all the people of war with thee and arise and go up to Ai. See, I have given unto thy hand the king of Ai and his people and his city and his land. But he does have a little difference here than when he sent them to Jericho. Jericho, you know, they was not allowed to take anything from that city for themselves. It was to go to the Lord's treasure. But here, he's telling them in verse 2, and he says, thou shalt do to Ai and her king as thou didst unto Jericho and her king, only the spoil thereof and the cattle thereof shall ye take for a prey unto yourselves. Lay thee an ambush for the city behind it. But they are to take now the spoils of that city for themselves, for the treasure of the Lord. That's the difference there. Verse 3. So Joshua arose and all the people of war to go up against Ai. And Joshua chose out 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. 30,000 now. And these brought together. Verse 4. And he commanded them, saying, behold, you shall lie in wait against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city, but be ye all ready. He told them to go behind it, and not go too far behind, but to be ready. 5. And I and all the people that are with me will approach into the city, and it shall come to pass when they come out against us as at the first, that we will flee before them. Now, he's telling them, we're going to run from them. There's bound to be a reason, see? 6. For they will come out after us till we have drawn them from the city. For they will say, they flee before us, as at the first, therefore we will flee before them. Now, you see, like I said, he's up to something. For some reason for them to run. Because all in all, he's got 30,000 men ready. Verse 7. Then ye shall raise up from the ambush and seize upon the city, for the Lord your God will deliver it into your hand. You see, he got them out by running. Now his group from ambush has taken the city. They're in the city now. And that's leaving them out of the city really without any supplies or anything to be able to get to. 8. And it shall be when ye have taken the city that ye shall set the city on fire, according to the commandment of the Lord shall ye do. See, I have commanded you. We knew he had something going. As the old saying goes today, he had something up his sleeve besides his arm. Now, 9. Joshua therefore sent them forth, and they went to lie in ambush and abode between Bethel and Ai on the west side of Ai. But Joshua lodged that night among the people. And Joshua rose up early in the morning and numbered the people, and went up, he and the elder of Israel, before the people to Ai. And all the people, even the people of war that were with him, went up and drew nigh and came before the city and pitched on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between them and Ai. Now, we got a valley here in 12. And he took about 5,000 men and set them to lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side of the city. And when they had set the people, even all the host that was on the north of the city, and their liars in wait on the west of the city, Joshua went that night into the midst of the valley. Now, 14. And it came to pass, when the king of Ai saw it, that they hastened and rose up early, and the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people, at a time appointed before the plain. But he was not, that there were liars in ambush against him behind the city. He didn't know there was a bunch somewhere else. And Joshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten before them and fled by the way of the wilderness. They run into the wilderness. 16. And all the people that were in Ai were called together to pursue after them, and they pursued after Joshua and were drawn away from the city. And there was not a man left in Ai or Bethel that went not out after Israel, and they left the city open and pursued after Israel. You see, had it all planned out just exactly what would happen. And it's happening just like God had planned it with Joshua. Now, 18. And the Lord said unto Joshua, stretch out the spear that is in thy hand toward Ai, for I will give it into thy hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand toward the city. 19. When he done that, as God told him to do, verse 19, he says, and the ambush arose quickly out of their place. They ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand. They entered into the city and took it and hastened and set the city on fire. And they was 5,000 of them to set the city on fire. So they, you can bet they was a big fire quickly. And when the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended up to heaven, and they had no power to flee this way or that way, and the people that fled to the wilderness turned back upon the pursuers. Now Joshua and them, instead of fleeing now, they have turned back on them. 21. And when Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city and that the smoke of the city ascended, then they turned again and slew the men of Ai. everything laid out and planned several days even before. And it worked just as it was planned. 22. And the other issued out of the city against them, so they were in the midst of Israel, some on this side and some on that side, and they smote them, so that they let none of them remain or escape. They caught them between them, and they killed them all. 23. And the king of Ai, they took alive and brought him to Joshua. And it came to pass when Israel had made an end of slaying all the inhabitants of Ai in the field, in the wilderness, wherein they chased them, when they were all fallen on the edge of the sword, until they were consumed, that all the Israelites returned unto Ai and smote it with the edge of the sword. Now, you see, they have destroyed the city and the inhabitants. Now, here in 25, says, and so it was that all that fell that day, both of men and women, were 12,000, even all the men of Ai. 12,000 has been destroyed along with the city. 26. For Joshua drew not his hand back, wherewith he stretched out the spear, until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. He held that hand with that spear until they were all destroyed, just as Moses held his while the Red Sea was parted. And then when the Egyptians all got down into it, and he took his hand down, the sea went back together and destroyed them all. Now, 27. Is only the cattle and the spoil of that city Israel took for a prey unto themselves, according unto the word of the Lord, which he commanded Joshua. So they took the spoils of the city and all the cattle and all. And Joshua burnt Ai and made it a heap forever, even a desolation unto this day, unto the day that all of this was written. Now, and the king of Ai, he hanged on a tree until eventide, and as soon as the sun was down, Joshua commanded that they should take his carcass down from the tree and cast it at the entering of the gate of the city, and raise thereon a great heap of stones that remaineth until this day. They captured him alive, the king, brought him back to Joshua. They hung him on a tree. Imagine it was sort of the crucifixion like Jesus. Because we know that during the crucifixion of Jesus, they said that everyone that hangeth on the tree was cursed. And we're finding out here why. Now, here in 30, it says, then Joshua built an altar unto the Lord God of Israel in Mount Ebal. 31. As Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones over which no man hath lift up any arm, and they offered their own burnt offerings unto the Lord, and sacrificed peace offerings on this altar. They made a burnt offering, and they sacrificed peace offerings. Now, 32. And he wrote there upon the stone the copy of the law of Moses, which he wrote in the presence of the children of Israel. He wrote on those stones the law of Moses. Because you see, even though Moses was not there, Joshua took his place, they are still under the Mosaic law. We know that's still true all the way through the years up until the Lord Jesus Christ came and until his death, his resurrection, his ascension into heaven, and then on the day of Pentecost, the church age began. And that's when the finish of the fulfillment of the law was made. But up until that time, they were all under, Israel was all under the Mosaic law, even though he wasn't there. 33, and all Israel and their elders and officers and their judges stood on this side the ark and on that side before the priests, the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, as well the stranger as he that was born among them, half of them over against Mount Gerizim and half of them over against Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded before that they should bless the people of Israel. Although Moses is not there. Moses has already been dead now for a while. And we know he's already in heaven also. 34. And afterwards he read all the words of the law, the blessings and the cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. Said he read it all the words. He spent some time there reading. Because we have spent some time reading about the commandments, the statutes, and the laws that was given to Moses, haven't we? Through several books of the Bible here. So it didn't happen quickly. Now, 35. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read not before all the congregation of Israel, with the women and the little ones and the strangers that were covenant among them. He read all of the words of the law to the women, children, and all. We come to the end of chapter 8. Now, chapter 10, he's got 27 verses. All right. We're not going to get through all of it, but we're going to get started. We'll probably go through the first 15 verses. Verse 1. And it came to pass when all the kings which were on this side Jordan, in the hills and in the valleys, and in all the coasts of the great sea over against Lebanon, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, Jebusites, heard thereof. And two, here and two, that they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord. Now all these others wanted to band together to fight against Joshua and Israel. Verse 3. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard that Joshua had done unto Jericho and Ai, that they did work manily and went and made as if they had been ambassadors, and took old sacks upon their asses and wine bottles old and rent and bound up. Verse 5. And old shoes and clouded upon their feet and old garments upon them, and all the bread of their provision was dry and molded. And they went to Joshua into the camp at Gilgal, and said unto him and to the men of Israel, we be come from a far country. Now therefore, make ye a league with us. And the men of Israel said unto the Hivites, peradventure ye dwell among us, and how shall we make a league with you? Now we know that this Hivite had joined forces with these others. Here in 8. And they said unto Joshua, we are thy servants. And Joshua said unto them, who are ye, and from whence come ye? And they said unto him, from a very far country thy servants are come, because of the name of the Lord thy God. For we have heard the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt. They're not saying nothing about what he done there in Jericho and Hivite yet. They're letting him know that they heard about what he done in Egypt. 10. And all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites that were beyond Jordan, to Sihon, king of Heshbon, and to Or, king of Bashan, which was at Ashrah. Therefore, our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spake unto us, saying, take victuals with you for the journey, and go to meet them. And they say unto them, we are your servants, therefore, now make ye a league with us. They're wanting to get in, and you see, they're lying to Joshua about everything. They took molded bread with them, like they'd been on a long journey. And they had put on different clothing, old shoes and things, to make them look like they had traveled a long, long way and been a long time. Now, here in 12, he says, this our bread we took hot from our provision out of our houses on the day we came forth to go unto you. But now, behold, it is dry and it is moldy. And you see, they're lying about it because they left with it moldy. It was moldy when they left. That's why they took it with them. And these bottles of wine, which we filled, were new, and behold, they be rent, and these our garments and our shoes are become old by reason of the very long journey. Lie after lie after lie. But you know, God knows better. Now 14. And the men took of their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. And Joshua made peace with them and made a league with them to let them live. And the princes of the congregation swear unto them. Come now through those 15 verses. And we're going to stop here because I don't think we'd be able to get through the rest of it this evening. So we're going to stop here. And God willing, we'll pick up there with our next study here in the Old Testament. But we see where they have done nothing but lie to Joshua, people of Israel, to worm their way in. And I imagine we're going to find the trouble that they are planning on stirring up and all, as we get further into it. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word this evening, Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And Father, we do thank you for a place and a time that we can come to share with each other your word, to help us all to grow thereby and to have more knowledge and more wisdom to go out, Father, to help those that are walking in darkness, to work with the Holy Spirit and to help to bring them out of that darkness and into the light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray for Israel and Jerusalem. We pray for peace for them, But more than that, Father, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Messiah. This land of ours, Father, you know what it is in need of. We are praying, Father, that there'll be enough of mankind of this land come together so that we can work together and be of help to bring this land to repentance, Father, to repent of its sins and its evil it has brought upon its own people, so that it can be healed, Father, and our government put back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, as we separate for this evening, keep us through this evening and tonight, Father, in health and safety. May we rest through the night, Father. Wake early, come morning, and be ready to be back into your word with Bible study at 10 a.m. Eastern time, Father. Now, Father, we know you love mankind. Father, we love you. We love the Lord Jesus Christ, and we love the Holy Spirit. Watch over us now, Father. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a great night. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Good evening, all.